KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. Highs around 82, winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered thunderstorms, lows around 62. Scattered thunderstorms again, tomorrow, 82, more clouds than sun. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 80.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who do you call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who do you call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who do you call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call. We're all pest control.
We're all pest control with offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
AGCO in Beloit and Cocker City is growing. Come join our winning team and build top-of-the-line products including Fendt and Massey Ferguson planters and sunflower tillage and drills. Multiple full-time positions available for first shift, including fabrication, weld, assembly, and material handling. No weekends required. AGCO offers a $2,500 sign-on bonus for welders and a $1,000 sign-on bonus for all other employees. We provide excellent wages, paid time off, 401k with company match and more. New hires qualify for pay advances during the first 30, 60, 90 days. Looking for a new start with a great company? Apply at careers.agcocorp.com. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
And here is the current list of filings for city school and extension board positions in the city of Beloit. Tom Nas and Rick Brown have filed to be mayor of Beloit. Three council members have filed, Andrew Graybon, Todd Adolph, and Lee McMillan. In the city of Simpson, no one has filed to run for mayor or any of the five council member positions. City of Hunter, filing for mayor is Bradley Nitch. No one has filed for any of the five council member positions. City of Scottsville, no one has filed for mayor or council members. There are three council member positions available in the city of Cocker City. Douglas Bader, Cole Eberly, and Carl Suter have filed for those positions. City of Tipton, three council member positions open. Jessica Creer and Jared Shivers have filed for those positions. The third position is still open. USD 272, positions 1, 2, 3, and 7. Position number 1, filing is Chandra Doan. Filing for position 2 is Ian Frazier. Filing for position 3, Brandy Dusky. Position 7 is open. There are two postdoc extension positions available, and no one has filed for those. As of now, City of Glen Elder, three council member spots, and there have been three filings: Kevin Noller, Bob Kastrup, and Landon Cleveland. USD 273 Beloit, positions number 1, 2, 3, and 7. And filing for position 1 is Amber Creer. Filing for position number 2, Tony Thompson. Filing for position 3, Kelsey Adams. And filing for position number 7 is Jonathan Stillwell. A reminder that the filing deadline to run for any of these spots is today at noon in the Mitchell County Clerk's Office, $20 to file. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmond Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There'll be a community luncheon, dine-in, or curbside carryout. Meatballs, cheesy potatoes, green beans, cookie, water bottles provided by Nutrien. That's today from 11 to 12:30 at Boost Ministries Blessing House, 120 North Campbell in Beloit. Free will donation to help assist with their outreaches. Osmond County Empty Building Tours put on by Osmond County Leadership, taking place this Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon. Here's some of the buildings that you can check out and maybe look into as possible business opportunities that are waiting to be discovered. In Osmond, the Dr. Stanley Strait office on Main, Salmon Valley Vision office on Main, Daylight Donuts on Main in Osmond, Lady Luck on First Street in Osmond, and the Full Circle off of Highway 24 in Osmond. In Downs, the Gary Realty building on Morgan Avenue in Downs, Crossroads Bar and Grills building there on Morgan Avenue in Downs. And in Alton, there is a telephone office on Mill. Come grow with us. Come tour these Osmond County buildings in a casual come and go free event this Saturday from 10 to noon. More information, contact Darlene 346-4369 or Miranda 303-0384. This event is brought to you once again by the 2023 Osmond County Leadership Class. Saturday marks the 150th anniversary of Rosa icing the ice homestead for the first time. To celebrate this event, Von Rothenberger will lead a drive-your-own-car tour of the sites made famous in landmark book Sod and Stubble by John Ice. All interested are to meet on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Sod and Stubble Monument located in the Roadside City Park along East U.S. Highway 24 in Downs. The tour will end around 11:30 in the morning at the Sod and Stubble movie set 2 miles east of Downs. Then starting at 12:30, Von Rothenberger will be at Miller Hardware downtown Downs for a book signing where you can purchase a copy of Sod and Stubble while supplies last, or bring your own copy to have signed. And there's an e-waste recycling event hosted by Boy Scouts and BCNR Solutions E-Waste Recycling. It takes place this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 1 on June the 3rd, North Campus next to the Port Library. Enter on North Hersey Avenue and follow the signs. Bring your old electronic devices and let them recycle them for you. They'll take almost anything with a cord or a board. And many items that you can recycle for free. There are some items that do require a fee, such as TVs, computer monitors, and large appliances. Not accepted hazardous materials, medical waste, light bulbs, tubes, alkaline batteries. For more information, contact Amber at 913-549-0681. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Well, some local sports notes coming up here in this sportscast. For all the latest, you can check out ncksports.com. The North Central Activities Association All-League softball teams and baseball teams were released as the season came to a close last week for softball. And Beloit, well represented on the first team. They had senior Chloe Odell, junior Peyton Ramos, senior Haley Channel, as well as sophomore Olivia Wright, and sophomore Skylar Shipp, also an honorable mention selection for the Trojans. Other first team picks for the All-NCAA softball team: Emma Moore, Peyton Coonrod, Lexi West of Ellsworth. From Minneapolis, Brady Weatherman and Shelby Davidson, Avery Stint of Republic County, Megan Torrey of Sacred Heart, and Southeast of Saline, who made it to state and made the third place game of state. Very well represented as well. Chase Gilpin, Brian Potacek, Maddie Harrison, Lexi Jacobson, all on the first team. Carly Comerford, Savannah Sutton, Brenna Baird were all honorable mention selections. The other honorable mention pick was Greta Klein from Ellsworth. First team on the baseball side of things for the Beloit Trojans, senior Logan Arrowsmith and junior Lance Lundeen. Also, junior Brody Schroeder was an honorable mention pick for the All-NCAA baseball team. Other first-team selections included Lane Rolfs, Cole Weber, and Cade Gwinner from Ellsworth, Logan Curran of Minneapolis, Garrett Simpson of Republic County, Sacred Hearts, Evan Bogart, Cameron Yohe, and Cooper Ivy. First team from Southeast is Celine, Cole Gilpin, Luke Gebhardt, Drew Richardson, Jake Gebhardt, Trevor Keller. The rest of the honorable mention team from Minneapolis, Isaiah Veneri, Sacred Hearts, Jent Samuelson, and Adrian Panuco, and Landon Allen of Southeast of Saline. You can find the full all-league teams at ncksports.com. There's also state track results at the website. Much more, again, right at your fingertips at ncksports.com. And tonight in the NBA playoffs, the finals begin as the Denver Nuggets will play their first ever NBA finals game in franchise history, taking on the Miami Heat. Denver getting to the finals by way of a sweep over the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, while the Heat beat the Celtics in 7 games, finishing off that series Monday night. Tip-off for Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight at 7:30 at Ball Arena in Denver. That's a look at sports and news. Sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 through the lake. Sportcast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.